This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Greg Werkheiser is the executive director of the Phoenix Project, and he joins us on the long line from his office. Good afternoon, Greg.
Good afternoon, Coy. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us this afternoon. I want folks to know more about this. I think this has the potential to be a huge, huge program, organization here in Virginia, and really a national model. And I know you would agree with me on that. So the best place to start is sort of a Greg Werkheiser 101. Let folks know who you are, where you're from, and then we'll talk about the Phoenix Project.
Sure. My name is Greg Werkheiser. I live in Northern Virginia, work there and around the state. I'm a recovering attorney. That is, I've left the private practice of law after a number of years to pursue my other love, which is civic education and leadership education, specifically focused on inculcating the next generation of leaders for Virginia, for the Commonwealth. And the Phoenix Project is right down that line. It's a statewide nonprofit organization that prepares young Virginians for leadership in the nonprofit sector. And it does that in the context of relationships that it builds between Virginia's leading universities and its most economically distressed communities.
So this is really fascinating. Tell us first a little bit about the philosophy of the Phoenix Project, because, you know, we send kids to college and then they go on to law school or med school and they become leaders in these professions, or they can get training to get involved in politics. But this is a different animal.
It is. As you know, because we've both been involved in it for some time, there are organizations like the Sorenson Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia that do an amazing job of preparing the next generation of folks to think about their role in politics. But I've been concerned for some time, and I believe the next frontier in leadership education in the country is on the topic of preparing people to lead nonprofit organizations in America, and especially in Virginia. And the reason that I think there is room for innovation in this field is that the nonprofit sector is facing a massive leadership gap in the near future. 77% of all the nonprofits in the country are run by members of the baby boom generation, and three of four of those folks say that they'd like to retire or leave their jobs in the next 5 years, in
oh
the near
my
future.
Gosh.
And if you couple that massive exodus from leadership in the nonprofit sector with the recognition that the sector itself has grown amazingly in just the past 15 years, for instance, in Virginia, the nonprofit sector has grown by 71% in just the past 15 years. Nationwide, it's a little bit lower at around 38-40%. And there are a lot of reasons for that. But the fact is that our institutions of education, higher education, certainly K-12, are not yet doing the job they need to prepare replacement leadership. And the consequence of failing to prepare people properly to take on those leadership roles as the baby boomers retire is that our civic life, the health of our public life in Virginia will suffer. But it'll suffer most for those communities that rely heavily on the nonprofit sector to survive. So if you've got a healthy private sector, you've got a healthy business community, you've got a lot of jobs, that creates a tax base that provides for a healthy government, and social services get taken care of. But if you don't have those things, and there are plenty of communities throughout Virginia that don't have basic infrastructure in terms of economic development, then the health of the nonprofit sector is all that's keeping those communities up and running at this point. So it's critical, and it's interrelated.
We're talking with Greg Werkheiser. He's the executive director of the Phoenix Project, and that is phoenixproject.org on the web. Greg, let's talk about some of the programs that are in place to accomplish this goal, the different programs that the Phoenix Project oversees that sort of reach out to young people and pull them into leadership positions in the nonprofit sector.
Sure. The Phoenix Project really has two complementary missions. the first of which is to build these partnerships between institutions of higher education in Virginia and distressed communities. And the partnerships are important because they provide, among other things, a context in which to train young people to be effective leaders who understand what the real challenges facing Virginia are. So the first program is our University Community Partnership Program. And the first partnership that we negotiated was between the College of William & Mary and Petersburg, Virginia. Petersburg being, if not the distressed, the most distressed, at least among the most distressed communities in Virginia and the nation, just about 25 miles south of Richmond. And since that partnership has been formed and negotiated by the Phoenix Project, other institutions of higher education have joined, including Virginia State University. Richard Bland College is considering joining at this point. And what that does is it takes resources from the colleges and universities and infuses them into real challenges facing the community, economic development challenges, social challenges, nonprofit leadership challenges. That's one big program we do. The second set of programs are really focused on training young people in the context of distressed communities to lead nonprofits. So we have a program that will be deployed in its full form this coming summer. It will be for 25 undergraduates. We have a similar program for graduate students. It'll be about 15 graduate students. Those students will apply from across Virginia, and two things will happen in the program. The first is we will offer them a cutting-edge, innovative curriculum that we don't think is offered anywhere else, designed to prepare them to lead the nonprofit sector in Virginia. And then the second thing we'll do is we will put them in working with directly with organizations and tackling problems that are faced by Petersburg, for instance, or another distressed community. So they have the understanding of the context in which nonprofit leadership occurs on a daily basis in Virginia.
Which, of course, if folks don't know, nonprofit leadership is very, very different from the business world leadership. It really is very, very it's strangely different.
It is in some respects. Certainly, you can identify the private sector by its universal incentive, which is to make a profit. And you can identify vaguely the nonprofit sector because really it's the mission of the organization that is paramount. And certainly income is important, but it's really income to sustain an attempt to address critical social challenges. But there are a lot of commonalities, too. Increasingly, the skills that are required to run complex, sophisticated nonprofit organizations are some of the same skills that you can pick up in an MBA graduate program. And the vice versa is also true. That is, there are things that define an effective private sector leader, skills that can be honed through practice on organizations in the nonprofit sector. Some of the most complicated organizations, business organizations in this country, are in fact nonprofit organizations.
You're listening to the podcast of Charlottesville Right Now with Poi Barefoot. Podcasting of the show is made available by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network.
Greg Werkheiser is the executive director of the Phoenix Project, and he joins us on the phone. Phone lines are open at 977-1070 if you have a comment or a question for Greg. Greg, let's look at what's going on in Petersburg. Give us a little background about Petersburg just in general. I know for most folks probably it's just something you pass through when you're driving 95. But give us some background about Petersburg and then sort of put the spotlight on what's happening with the Phoenix Project in Petersburg as an example of what this organization can and will do in the future.
Thanks, Coy. Sure. Petersburg is a fascinating community. You know, you can look through some of the playbills for some of the major cultural events that occurred in the United States in the, say, early 1800s, and groups from Europe would come over and play two venues in the United States, New York City and Petersburg, Virginia. It really was, in many ways, a crossroads because of its location on thoroughfares, because of the fact that it was accessible by river Of course, it played a huge role in the end of the Civil War. The last great battle of the Civil War occurred here. But beginning in the 1960s, after desegregation, many of the Caucasian members of the community and those African-American members who were able to afford to move out as the jobs left, left. And as a consequence, we now have a community that is about 31,000 residents. It's about 25 miles south of Richmond, 80% African-American. And Petersburg, while there are wonderful opportunities here that I'd love to tell you about, faces some of the most difficult challenges in the Commonwealth. All but one of its schools are unaccredited. 43% of the population is illiterate, highest rate of HIV and AIDS in the state, highest teenage pregnancy rate. Recently, a study was released that ranked all the municipalities in the United States according to their life expectancy of a child born today. And Petersburg ranked eighth lowest of all places in the country, behind six Native American reservation communities and Baltimore City.
My God.
Was Petersburg, Virginia. The only other city on the list that ranked anywhere near it was Richmond, at and that was 19th. So it faces some tough challenges. And they have a dedicated group of residents who believe that they can recover. They have wonderful nonprofit organizations. They have a lot of brain power. What they don't have is the capacity. They don't have the hands and minds, the extra hands and minds needed to overcome these serious challenges. And so what the Phoenix Project does, first is it goes out and tries to find those hands and minds from Virginia's wonderful set of colleges and universities. So the College of William & Mary is dedicating itself to helping Petersburg get back on its feet. Virginia State University, a historically black college that's one of the two land-grant universities in Virginia, is now, through the Phoenix Project, re-engaging in economic and community development work and with nonprofits in Petersburg. We bring faculty, we bring students, we bring alumni affiliated with these institutions, and we infuse the nonprofit sector and the municipal sector here with the extra hands and minds needed to get a city back on its feet, by any measure, economic or social. Now, we're not the solution by any means to the serious challenges facing places like Petersburg, but we're one model that currently hasn't really been vibrant in Virginia, and that is connecting these amazing resources of higher education with the real challenges of distressed communities. Petersburg is the first place that we're working, but we've been approached and we're in the process of talking with other universities that want to do work in the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, multiple counties down there that are facing different kinds of distress, but some of the same numbers. Believe it or not, there's a significant amount of economic distress in Fairfax County, down along the Route 1 corridor in Alexandria and Arlington. One out of every 10 children lives below the poverty line. So it's really an effort to say to higher education in Virginia, you can improve your teaching, your research, and the experiences and training of your students and faculty by engaging in this kind of partnership with individual communities.
Greg Werkheiser is our guest of the Phoenix Project, phoenixproject.org. Greg, it seems like the right program at the right time. Aren't there studies that are showing that this generation of kids, like in high school and college, consider now careers in the nonprofit sector just as much as they do doctor or lawyer?
66% of all the undergraduates that will graduate from Virginia this year say that they would consider jobs in the nonprofit sector, which is heartening. But only 7% of them say that they have any confidence knowing how to land those jobs or be successful in them. And that's a huge gap. And that's part of what we try and do is we've designed some curriculum, some academic programs that are highly intensive that will take some of the young folks who are the best and brightest students coming out of Virginia's colleges and universities, bring them together, introduce them to the current leadership in Virginia, and connect them to opportunities to take their interest and be of great service to the people of Virginia.
So how can folks get more information? Would you suggest they just go to the website, number one? And number two, what is it that folks can do to help this, besides, of course, just cutting a check, but how can they help this move forward and perhaps get to the next level?
Sure. Well, in addition to being financially supportive, I would direct people to the website. There's plenty of information there, and it's updated on a regular basis. But if you're a listener, and this sounds somewhat intriguing to you in the short amount of time that we've had to talk about it, certainly give me a call. Our office, we have offices in Northern Virginia, in Petersburg, and we're looking to open others around the state. The number up there is 703-644-1605. If there's any aspect of this that interests you, that is the process of connecting universities with economically distressed communities, or the process of training the next generation of nonprofit sector leaders for Virginia, don't hesitate to give me a call. I'd love to chat with you.
Now, Greg, what about the folks who maybe have already graduated from college and maybe even retired? Is there a place in the Phoenix Project for them?
Absolutely. When we have, well, depending on what the person's background is, I'm sure there's a way that we can find a connection. During the programs that will run this summer, the nonprofit leadership training programs, we're bringing in Virginians who are experienced and certainly no more experienced than the retired folks who have been out and seen the world as guest speakers. Certainly if anybody out there is affiliated with a Virginia university, it'd be great to know if they think that their university might be interested in participating in this kind of outreach work. Universities, Coy, across Virginia are doing amazing outreach already. We're not really doing anything to replace that. In fact, we're trying to encourage them to do more. The role for the Phoenix Project is to really try and focus that outreach and concentrate it where right now it's needed most, and that's on two fronts, our poorest communities and the next generation of nonprofit sector leadership. So anybody who's out there is interested in those two things can call, and we'll find a home for them in the Phoenix Project.
Greg Werkheiser is the executive director of the Phoenix Project. That's phoenixproject.org, and the office number again is 703-644-1605. Greg, thank you so much.
Coy, thank you very much for your interest.
Take care.
Take care.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.